So I guess everyone got their Christmas presents, huh?
Yes, they did, John. Since you and I last spoke, the city got their favorite Christmas
We got
present.
the comeback from behind victory of the
Yes.
Chicago Bears. And I have to confess that I was down on Caleb Williams. I remember walking up to David Haugh at Tom Serafin's party, and David said, "What do you think of the Bears?" And I was not any too kind because I was worried about Caleb, and I was wondering whether he had the mental toughness. And you know what? I'd like to take this opportunity. I know David doesn't give two figs about my opinion of the Bears, but I said it and I want to take it back. I'm sorry that I said it because, well, Caleb Williams, they call him the Iceman now
Yes,
because
he cometh.
ice is in his veins.
Yeah.
So good. But you know what, Jeff? Now that we have Joseph's Finest Meats and Cribby Coffee, and we're always looking for more sponsorship, I feel for the first time in all these years as a broadcaster that I'm legitimate. That
Wow.
somebody wants to sponsor what I say into the microphone. I'm really over, I'm not mocking it. I'm
No,
really overwhelmed by it.
I know. I appreciate it too. I mean, it's been fun. It's been a quite a gift from those guys. It's speaking of gifts, it's a blessing to have Joseph's Finest Meats, Ben and Sal on board, and folks over at Kirby Coffee. So
Right.
thanks to them.
Because you need to know a good butcher when you need knuckle bones.
Yeah.
You go to some big box grocery store. Hey, I need knuckle bones. They look at you like you're speaking Mandarin, What? Right.
But yeah, I have to be so thankful for that, and that's a great, it's wonderful, and it's a gift. And another, speaking of another gift, a third gift for our listeners this year, I think, is always the Christmas column, John. It was a good one this year, and I know it takes a lot to write it because it's very, very emotional. I can't, and even more so to read it. So I
I'm
think,
such a crybaby.
man.
You want to see John Cass cry? Listen to the thing we're going to do,
Yeah.
because this column is probably the most important column I've ever written. I've written it many, many years in a row, again and again. I've always rewritten it fresh and life because I wanted it green and new, just like the love that came to me. I always thought it was the Holy Spirit that helped me write it. I mean, I've written columns, it's taken me days, weeks to write columns. And this one took 20, 30 minutes the first time. I remember Liam Thomas Aquinas Francis Xavier Ford was my leg man in those days. And he's like, "Man, you wrote this fast." I said, "Well, Liam, I think I had help." And he left.
It's a great tradition, John, and it always, like, it's very emotional, and if you don't get touched reading it, you need to look at inward. And if, as always here on the Chicago Way, we do a John will do a nice reading of it, and we'll present that to you here. Our annual tradition, our gift to you. Speaking of gifts, again, the best gift is always the one you give away.
One aside before we go into that, I just want to give you an update. I brought that Serrano ham over to my brother, and he loved it. We had a little bit of it with something robust and warm. Betty got some Spanish red, and we drank that. And you know what? His eyes popped wide when he saw it and was so happy. And I could see my little brother. I saw my little brother in his eyes, not the old man who's been beaten down by life, but the little kid who opened that box. and saw Dino the dinosaur waiting for him. I'm just so full of love for everyone out there within the range of my voice, and for you, Jeff, and for Christine, and everybody, Betty and the boys. We're just so blessed, you know?
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, here's our gift to Chicago Away Podcast, our gift to you, John Katz's Christmas column.
Oh, holy night, where all the people who are hurting and broken, for those who feed the poor, and for all the children who should be loved always, but especially on this night, with our arms wrapped around them and a long goodnight kiss on the temple, a kiss more precious than anything that could ever be wrapped in a box. For every parent standing quietly in the darkened doorways of the bedrooms, or remembering how they once stood there many years ago, watching those small, sleeping shapes tucked in under the covers. And for every baby who isn't loved enough tonight and grows up with a hard crust around his heart because there was no one near him to plant those kisses and give those hugs. And for every couple who can't have children and yet adopt a child to save a life. For all the young women who have given their babies up for adoption to save the lives growing inside her. And for all those who have donated funds so that the young woman could see the ultrasound image of the life inside them and save that life. With all the couples who have tried and could not have children on their own, but kept their faith in God and stayed together. And for those who've lost their children, for everyone out there who've lost their moms and dads. For the moms and dads who keep their family close and safe. And for that crazy uncle who drank a bit too much tonight, yet winks at you as he sneaks outside to put on that red suit in the driveway, laughing at himself out there alone in the cold before coming in to surprise all the children. For that wise aunt who makes sure that the coffee is strong and black to keep the crazy uncle sobered up. And for those hundreds of thousands of young Americans who have been poisoned by fentanyl brought by the Mexican narco gangs. And for the Christians slaughtered and taken captive in Nigeria. For all the grieving parents who were told again and again by Washington that the border was secure. For that young woman burned alive by the madman on the CTA train, Bethany McGee, and for her family. For the innocent child victims and the young women victims of sex traffickers who controlled the southern border for years, a giant millstone waits patiently to be placed around the necks of those who hurt the little ones and have led them into sin. This is our time of mercy, but Jesus was clear about what he would do to any of those who hurt the children. For all the people and every choir in the world, they've been practicing for weeks in cold, empty churches. So tonight is their night too. Their beautiful voices lift us with song, inviting us to humble ourselves as we seek help in scraping away any bitterness that has grown like hard bark around our hearts. For the Sunday school teachers and music directors forced to separate the angry lambs from the angry shepherds with their shepherd's crooks in the church hallway right before the Christmas pageant, boys and sticks. And for all those friends who didn't wait for a special night to build a family, they show up unannounced to find you on some random afternoon in July or a cool morning in November with a coffee cake from your favorite bakery, dropping by just to make sure you're okay. Tonight is for them, and tomorrow too, because they are family, by the acts of family. For all the young who are lonely and feel lost and don't know why. For all the young who are lonely and feel lost and don't know why. and for all those who are far away and can't make it home, for those who are physically near, yet distance in so many ways, believing the bad choices they've made has blocked the door against them. Don't be afraid, because there's good news. Never be afraid. Why? Because tonight is the night when the lost lambs are found. Tonight is the night of new hope for the world. The door is always open. Just reach for it and see. For the good people who help others first, for the children who are hungry, and for those who help feed them, for the selfish and mean-spirited too, as well as for the good and the kind. We're all hurting somehow, all of us. We've all been broken in some places, or we've come close to breaking, all of us. The rabbi, the carpenter, reminded us to love our neighbor. And for the shy ones who aren't part of the ruling clique at work, but just don't know how to put themselves forward and get themselves noticed, they'd rather not push themselves forward, especially if that meant pushing someone else out of the way. And they would not demand the spotlight, but they would stun you with their commitment and talent if only given half the chance. For every old man at the end of the bar tonight, nursing his drink, grateful to sit in a warm, clean, and well-lighted place where he can sip something warming and listen to the buzz of other lives around him. And for every old woman alone tonight, wide awake in her bed, staring at the ceiling, remembering the laughter of children on nights like this when there was so much work to do and a house full of guests to feed. For all our four-legged friends who know it when you've received bad news and know what you need, they'd lean against your leg and just nuzzle. One cold Christmas Eve, it was warm in the house with people gathering. And to add to the cheer, we made a large punch bowl full of homemade eggnog with plenty of zest, plenty of cream, plenty of eggs. And we put that punch bowl of boozed up homemade eggnog out on the table in the snow on the deck, nestling it there in the snow to keep it cool. And someone later let the dog out, but his human didn't know he was out there. And so the dog, known to many as Zeus the Wonder Dog, stuck his big, stubborn German head into the punch bowl to keep and gulp down that spiced eggnog. He gulped it down some more. He laughed and he laughed. Then he laughed some more. And when his human confronted him, Zeus slowly lifted his head out of the bowl, completely buzzed and somewhat surprised. Eggnog dripping from his now sad face, he wagged the stub of his tail as if to say, "Man, you've got to try some of this. It's so tasty." It's a good thing that dogs can't drive, because Zeus couldn't even walk a straight line that night. Miss you, Zeus. And for everyone out there on the night shift tonight, for everyone who must work tomorrow, and for all the first responders, the paramedics, the firefighters, and police, and all their families and friends, especially the children, nieces, and nephews waiting for them to come home safe so they can have Christmas. And that Chicago paramedic chief who thinks about the people who are under his command and how they dealt with the pain. And he thinks about them tonight. For all the kids cut down in the street gang wars in the big cities, the violent big cities, with politicians cynically bartering away the public safety in the pursuit of power and votes from those who do violence against the innocent. For all the cops of these broken cities who can't bear what the brutal politics have brought, and so they internalized it and poison themselves and seek a desperate exit. Please don't. Please don't go. Reach out. Ask for help. There are priests to talk to, your colleagues to talk to. Remember that help is out there and that you are loved. There are The people out there need you and rely on you to protect them. For everyone who waits for the call from the doctor and feels the flutter of dark wings. For everyone in hospital tonight, praying for dignity and relief from pain and a peaceful end without shame and suffering. For the families and friends who comfort them and mourn them. And for their physicians who tend them. For every nurse who enters a quiet room, pulls up a chair, and listens to a quiet confession. For all the physical, occupational, and language therapists who never let me or any other patients quit on themselves. And for all the clergy who've struggled with their faith, yet who find it again and are renewed. For every sailor at sea standing watch tonight, staring out at the cold black water, remembering brightly lit rooms. For the pilots bringing us safely home, staring into night sky. And for every member of the U.S. Armed Forces who protect us. And for those of the U.S. Foreign Service and the intelligence services who walk alone into shadows to protect this great nation. And for the American Republic, the last best hope of liberty on earth. And for the American people who never ever quit. We are Americans, and Americans find a way. And to everyone I've hurt with thoughtless words, I apologize to you. Yes, it troubles me because I can't quite reconcile this writer's life that sets me to make hard judgments. I'm trying to balance all that against my Orthodox Christian faith, and I fail, and I fail, and I fail again. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy on me. I worry that I'll be blinded by zeal or pride, locking the gates of heaven against me. Those of us in political life can see ourselves becoming more and more like the barking dogs we fear every day. But it is by the love of Christ, prayer, and faith that we're given an opportunity to unlock the gates around our hearts. And for every one of you who has joined me here in supporting this great new adventure, I am overwhelmed by your kindness and your friendship and support. My family and I can't ever thank you enough. And for all those across the world who know what is most important on this special night, it is that simple message brought to us by that perfect child born in a manger in Bethlehem so very long ago. He is the gift, the only gift. He came to light the world for us. He is all about love, and may his love comfort you and remain from our family to you and yours, from my wife Betty and our sons and their fiancés, with all our love. And for my co-host on this Chicago Way podcast for many years, Jeff Carlin, and his lovely wife, Christine, from all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.